Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 24th chapter. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then will appear in heaven the sign of the Son of Man. And then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send out his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. From the fig tree learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts out its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see all these things, you know that he is near, at the very gates. Truly, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But concerning that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father only. For as were the days of Noah, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day when Noah entered the ark, and they were unaware until the flood came and swept them all away, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two men will be in the field, one will be taken and one left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken, and one left. Therefore stay awake, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake, and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Who then is the faithful and wise servant whom his master has set over his household to give them their food at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes. Truly, I say to you, he will set him over all his possessions. But if that wicked servant says to himself, "My master is delayed," and begins to beat his fellow servants and eats and drinks with drunkards, the master of that servant will come on a day when he does not expect him, and at an hour he does not know, and will cut him in pieces and put him with the hypocrites. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome the Reverend Dr. Wilton Heliger, from Incarnate Word Lutheran Church in Stone Mountain, Georgia.
Grace, mercy, and peace from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The background of today's lesson taken from Matthew's Gospel is that Jesus had shown his disciples the temple, one of the most magnificent buildings in the world. He told them that all of it would be destroyed along with everything that they could see around them. He was predicting the destruction of Jerusalem. Jesus was also predicting that the time will come when the world as we know it will pass away, when he would return in power and glory to put an end to history and to separate the faithful from the faithless. We learn from Jesus that his return will be preceded by a terrible period of tribulations, natural disasters, civil unrest, wars, and persecution of God's people. It will be a period when people will not only reject the gospel, but will attempt to stamp it out. Jesus said the period would be so bad that God would shorten the days to end the suffering of his people. The disciples wanted to know when this would happen, and we too want to know when this would happen. When would Jesus return to rescue his people? When would he put an end to the strife, the disaster, the wars, and the suffering?
Jesus did not give his disciples a specific answer to their question, but turn his attention to faith in him and his words, and assure them that his words are always true. He said, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away." Jesus was pivoting to what should have been their primary concern and our primary concern, which is the message that he will die, that he will be resurrected and he will come again, and we should be ready when he returns. We should keep watching. Others may sleep. Others may be uninterested in his return or may think that it will not matter, or that it may not happen anytime soon, or it may never happen. But we must be on our guards at all times. We must stay awake, lest we too fall asleep and miss his coming. We must stay awake because we do not know when he is coming. We must stay awake because he may come at an unexpected time. Jesus says, in the time of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man comes. In the time of Noah, men and women went along their daily business, eating and drinking, working, forming families. They were taking care of their everyday needs, putting those needs before their need to live lives of obedience to God. By marginalizing God, they had become so wicked and corrupt that they could neither hear nor receive Noah's call to repentance. I suppose they ignore or even ridicule Noah as he built the ark. Then came the destruction for those who did not heed. Noah and his family were awake, watching, and prepared, and they were saved. God's word is that we should be prepared for the Lord's return. Our preparation is by living out our purpose, which is to be good stewards. Our purpose is to declare the praise of him who called us out of darkness into his wonderful light, 1 Peter 2:9. Each day of our life is an opportunity for us to live out our vocation as witnesses to his saving grace. As we go about the mundane tasks of our lives, our Lord calls us to be good stewards, doing his will until he comes again and gives us our reward. Amen.
We thank the Reverend Dr. Wilton Heliger from Incarnate Word Lutheran Church in Stone Mountain, Georgia, for today's meditation on God's Word.